Welcome to the Saturday episode of the Grace for All podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Saturday is a special time when we take a few moments to review the scriptures that we have cited in the episodes this week. If you missed any of those episodes, you might want to consider listening to them today. And even if you heard them all, there may be one that you might want to listen to again. We hope that each of these scriptures and podcasts will bring you a full measure of joy, peace, and love. Now, let's listen to the scriptures that have been on our hearts this week.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2.
John 3:16, reading from the New International Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 20. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion.
John chapter 15, 9 through 10 state, As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse 12, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Psalm 121, verse 8, The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
John chapter 14 and verse 27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I give to you not as the world gives. Don't be troubled or afraid.
Psalm 139 verses 1 through 6. Lord, you have examined me. You know me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. Even from far away, you comprehend my plans. You study my traveling and resting. You are thoroughly familiar with my ways. There isn't a word on my tongue, Lord, that you don't already know completely. You surround me front and back. You put your hand on me. That kind of knowledge is too much for me. It is so high above me that I cannot reach it.
Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble.
John chapter 8, verse 58. Before Abraham was, I am.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all. 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.